views expressed on this program are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its management, or other advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.
To the Angels and Answers Psychic Radio Show with clairvoyants Artie Hoffman and Sky Siegel. Artie is renowned psychic medium, spiritual life coach, and entertaining motivational speaker. Sky's given talent of inner guidance gives her the ability to interpret feelings and images impressed upon her by the spirit world. Call now for answers from your guardian angels and loved ones at 800-930-2819. And now here are your hosts, Artie and Sky.
All right, welcome back, everybody. It's now 6 o'clock Eastern Time. That's right.
Right.
All right, that's right. Now that we're here out in England, Rhode Island.
New England.
That's right, we're in New England, so now I'll just throw a little touch of the English way of talking with the accent. It's funny because sometimes when I joke around, like, you know, when I'm talking like this, you know, girls like the English accent. It's funny because some of my friends say, you don't sound like a good English person. But then when I speak like this to other English people, they go, oh, my God, you sound really good. And they said, oh, my God, you sound more British than I do. And what got me started talking like this was actually listening to the Beatles. And the funny thing is, before I got married, when I was in the dating scene, there was this one girl who was very good at dialects, and she had a very good sense of humor. And so her and I, we were speaking in our British tone, in a British accent, literally the entire date, the first night, for hours. And we had so much fun just talking like this. And the funny thing is that it brings out another personality in me when I start talking like this, and it's a lot of fun. And so the girls say, oh, my God, could you do my reading in that English accent? And I said, well, it's going to cost you an extra $10 if you want the sex appeal. The funny thing is, you know, I just did a bachelorette party. It was a bridal party for this one girl, and at a very nice restaurant. And so what happened was, I go to, you know, get all my stuff ready on the table. And when she saw me walk in, she said, at first she thought I was the go-go dancer. She said she thought she was going to have a stripper. I said, no, that's optional. I said, no. And so she was saying to her friends, like, she didn't, like, first come to me first saying that, you know, oh, you know, are you the stripper? She just assumed that without saying anything. So she's sitting down at the table, and I'm right nearby because I'm getting my stuff ready. She wasn't paying attention to exactly what I was doing because I had all my stuff sitting on this one table. And she said, you know what? She said, I would like to have a medium here. She goes, that's what I like. She goes, I wish I had a medium at my party. And the funny thing is, her mother was... hired me to be their medium and psychic. And when she looked over at me, she goes, oh my God, are you serious? And so she was pleasantly surprised that her mother actually hired myself to do, you know, mediumship and to do psychic stuff. I do both. I switch gears back and forth from psychic to medium. And it's a lot of fun. And sometimes people come in to see me for a psychic reading, and all of a sudden their relative from the other side will come over, and I'm speaking to their, you know, relative who passed away. And that's the way the reading goes. And then other times they come in for a medium reading, you know, wanting to speak to the loved ones, and instead a psychic reading comes through. So you don't always get what you want, but you get what you need to hear. And so, but how I got to speak like this is that I'm a major fan of the Beatles. And after listening to the Beatles for so long, I just enjoyed it, and I just was having fun with it, and I'm very good. See, if I'm around a certain dialect of people, if I'm listening to the way they're speaking, whether it be Australian or whether it be with an Irish brogue or whatever, as I'm listening to them, I could easily pick it up. It's actually one of my other talents, but English is the only dialect that I could do without having to be around the company of. But to carry the brogue or to carry the Australian accent, I would have to listen to it a little bit for me to do what I do. That's what I do, baby. I'm Austin Powers' brother, baby. It's funny. My favorite character in the whole world is Austin Powers. And, when I first saw that show come out, when I first saw that movie come out, I was like addicted. And I think the world was addicted because everybody was going, yeah, baby, do I make you horny, baby, do I? And it was just great when that character was created. It was one of my favorite characters of all time. And I used to embarrass my daughter, not realizing that she was so embarrassed. She just would smile and like look away. But, but all her friends got a kick out of it when I would be speaking the way I do. So the funny thing is that when I go to a restaurant, and sometimes, when that waitress will come over and she'll say, oh, so how you doing today? And I look at them and I go, I'm doing absolutely marvelous, thank you. And I'll speak just exactly the way I just said it with this accent. And they go, oh, my God, what a beautiful accent you have. Where are you from? And I go, can't you tell? I'm from Central Jersey. I said, we all talk like this. Now, the funny thing is, this is a true story. I was in one of my joking moods, if you can imagine that. I was in South Jersey. I was doing a party in South Jersey. And the funny thing is that when I went into a Walgreens, I started instantly talking, in this accent right from the get-go. She didn't know that I was, talking in a different tone. And so what happened was I'm talking in this tone and then she goes, where are you from? And I was joking around. I said, I'm from Central Jersey. And she goes, no, you're not with that accent. I said, no, I really am. And she goes, no, you're English. Where are you from? Where are you really from? I said, no, I'm from. So all of a sudden I went into my regular voice. I said, hey, does this sound like a Jersey, New York accent? She goes, that's a terrible Jersey accent. I was talking in my regular tone of voice, just the way I am now. And she said, you sound like a terrible Jersey. And she goes, you better start talking in your normal English accent. So that was really funny. That was probably one of the funniest experiences with my accent. And so, I like to have some fun. And it makes the girls happy when I talk like this sometimes. So I do it as a joke, but now in reality, I don't do my accents while I'm doing my reading. I could. I know it's literally effortless. I got to tell you a very funny thing that happened to me one time. Just one time. But, I was doing a gallery. I was doing a show for a group of people, and I was doing a speaking. And I'm at a spiritual convention and, I'm talking about life. I'm talking about myself. And so I was also going to be giving a demonstration, reaching to people's loved ones and doing psychic readings and whatnot while I was up there in front of everybody. And so a lady walked in a little late and she's carrying her infant child. And she said to me, she whispered to me as she was walking by, she says, don't worry, he won't make a peep. He's a very good baby. I said, all right, no problem. So anyway, so I'm speaking, blah, 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 blah. And all of a sudden I started saying to everybody, I said, all right. I said, now I'm going to start to read for all of you. So anyway, I closed my eyes. My eyes are closed and everyone's in that beautiful place and space, and they're playing this soft spiritual music, and all of a sudden that lady's child went made a little baby sound, not bad, but just a little bit. And with my eyes closed, I said, I hear a baby speaking. And everyone started to laugh. I go, can you hear that too, or am I just being psychic? So it was really funny. That was one of those funny moments, spontaneous funny moments. But I remember the very first time I was asked to speak. I was very happy, very surprised that somebody wanted me to do a sermon at a church in Washington, D.C. And I was so flattered that they asked me to speak, you know, that word got around that, you know, I do speakings besides just doing my psychic stuff. And after I spoke, you know, again, I was speaking from my heart and I wasn't nervous at all. You know, when I'm on the radio, that even the very first time I was on the radio, you know, I give it up to God. I give it up to the angels. And I just say, you know, thank you for giving me the answers so that I know what to say. So even when I was doing my sermon or doing my speech at the church, I didn't know exactly what I was going to talk about until the moment happened. And so I was speaking. And so after I got finished speaking, the people of the church created like a line. What's that called again? When a procession, it was like a procession line. You know, it was like as if I just got married. You know, they're creating this line and I'm standing there and everyone's treating me like I'm royalty and stuff. It was really cool. I got to tell you, my ego was like feeling really good then. So this one senior lady came up to me and she was thanking me for the speech and how it meant so much to her. And she says, "You want to know something?" She says, "I never experienced this before, but when you were speaking, I saw Moses standing on one side of you and Jesus on the other." She goes, I just saw both those spirits and I never saw that happen before. And so I felt really, really blessed that I had, you know, two powerhouse spirits right next to me to be able to share this beautiful information. But I tell everybody, it doesn't come from me, it comes through me. And I just thank God for being in this position. So stick around, everybody, because me and Audie and all our English friends and all our American friends, we're going to be right back right after this commercial break.
To the Angels and Answers Psychic Radio Show with clairvoyants Artie Hoffman and Sky Siegel every Thursday for a two-hour show, 2 p.m. Pacific, 5 p.m. Eastern Time on Transformation Talk Radio. Artie and Sky deliver spiritual and motivational messages with passion and a sense of humor. Call in 800-930-2819 for live and on-air readings. Visit ArtieHoffman.com and SkyOfAngels.com.
We Carry the Light with host Dr. Susan Allison is the show that inspires you to find the light within and shine your light in the world. You'll hear from guests who model how to be the highest, brightest, most evolved, fulfilled, and conscious humans possible. Tune in each Thursday, 10 a.m. Pacific, 1 p.m. Eastern, on TransformationTalkRadio.com and let Dr. Susan help you discover that you carry the unique light that only you can shine.
Sky Siegel co-hosts one of today's most popular psychic shows, Angels and Answers, with Artie Hoffman as she communicates healing messages from the spirit world. These messages can be astounding, enlightening, and life-changing. Born with the God-given talent of inner guidance and the amazing ability to heal, Sky has healed thousands of people. Schedule a reading with Sky now. Call 908-500-1474 and visit skyofangels.com.
Called the Oprah of radio by her listeners, award-winning host Dr. Pat Basile is blowing the doors off of traditional talk radio. Get ready for an energizing delivery and powerful interviews with leaders in the field of human potential. Dr. Pat's fresh, new perspective on living life full out has catapulted her show to the top of talk radio. Tune in and Dr. Pat will help you thrive instead of merely survive. Visit thedrpatshow.com. That's T-H-E-D-R-PatShow.com for listening times in your area.
Artie Hoffman is the hottest psychic with the warmest heart and the host of the hit show Angels and Answers. A renowned psychic, medium, spiritual life coach, and an entertaining motivational speaker, Artie has helped over 15,000 people with his amazing intuitive gifts, his passion, and his humor. Call 877-ANGEL-02 to schedule a personal reading or to have your own psychic Artie party. That's 877-ANGEL-02. And visit ArtieHoffman.com and Angels and Answers on Facebook.
My dream is to end homelessness.
My passion is living a green life.
My dream is to end poverty.
My passion is volunteering.
My passion is making a difference.
My dream is to cure Lyme disease.
My passion is rebuilding communities.
My passion is helping those in need.
My passion is caring for the elderly.
My dream is to find a cure for cancer.
My dream is to leave a better world for my children.
We all have that special passion, that lifelong dream that drives us to live our lives with meaning and to create a better world. No matter what drives you, we can all make an impact. Dr. Pat Basile is helping others make their dreams come true so we can all help make our world a better world.
To learn more about how Dr. Pat is building a community of sharing hope, strength, funds, knowledge, and information, visit abetterworldcrowdfunding.com today. That's abetterworldcrowdfunding.com.
You're with Artie Hoffman right now, and Sky Siegel, my partner, she is a little on the sick side today, and we miss her. And it's always fun to bounce off of somebody when you're doing a show or doing a program. And yeah, it is. It's a lot of fun. I give those people who are radio personalities where they're by themselves. I had a couple of friends who was that's what they did for a living. They, you know, are on the radio and they spoke for 4 hours, 5 days a week. And that is tough, especially if you don't have somebody to bounce off of. You know, if you're just by yourself and you're trying to think of topics all the time, It is really, really, really tough. All of a sudden, I got the hiccups. I'm sorry. I'm trying to keep my professionalism here. You know what I'm saying? If anybody wishes to get a private reading for myself, personal private reading, just call 877-ANGEL-02. And also check out my website, ArtieHoffman.com, ArtieHoffman.com. And I have a YouTube series, which I think you'll be really happy with. And I talk about life. I talk about God. I talk about spirituality. I talk about sex. I talk about relationships. Talk about kids. I try to cover all the gambits of life. Now, you know, by watching a bunch of other speakers speak, you know, I pay attention to their energy and what they have to say and how they say it. And I try to take all of that and I try to make it as great as possible. And what I mean by that is that when I deliver messages to people, whether it be publicly or whether it be privately, I pride myself on trying to explain things where everybody could understand. And I don't try to impress anybody with any big words because, you know, if somebody doesn't understand what you're trying to say, then what good is it? And I recommend that for everybody else, too, that if you're going to say something to somebody or you're giving instructions to somebody, it's very important that you try to explain to them so that they can understand from their perspective. And just because you explain one thing one way to one person, it doesn't mean another person's going to get it the same way. So you have to kind of, tone it down or bring it up according to whoever you're speaking speaking with. You know, it's great when you could talk to your peers because they can understand exactly what you're talking about, because you could use the lingos or you could use stories, you know, inside funny stories or situations that the two of you could appreciate. So, you know, regardless of the work area, it could be entertainment, it could be teacher, it could be social worker, it could be mechanic, lawyer, doctor. Everybody has their own little lingo as far as, or spiritualist. They all have their own little lingo, and they get it. Everyone gets it. So it's really cool. But when you're speaking to, you know, somebody else who's not a part of that world, but you want to try to get your point across, it's, you know, very important for you to talk in a way so that they could appreciate what it is you're trying to say. So, and it's the same thing like when telling jokes. There's a difference between telling a joke to the public and telling a joke individually. There's a different tone and a different style. So for people who have a problem with speaking in front of an audience, and they actually say that the number one fear that people fear more than anything else, believe it or not, more than skydiving, is public speaking. And I'm kind of shocked by that. I mean, I'm shocked, but I'm not shocked, because I had a friend in my previous marriage. I had a friend who I asked to be my best man and he wouldn't do it. And I asked him to be in my wedding party and he wouldn't do it. The reason why he wouldn't do it, and now he's a nice looking guy. He's a very well-respected fella, very personable, very funny. There's nothing not to love and like about him. And, I didn't find out till later on that he had a tremendous fear of being in the public. And I never knew that. He's great individually, but in the public, he just freezes. And he said, that's why I eloped with my wife. He says, I did not want to have to walk down the aisle in front of a bunch of people or to deal with any speeches or to be the center of attention. And he goes, that's why we eloped. It was short and sweet. And they're happily married now for, I don't know, like over 20 years or whatnot. So, you know, when people are not, you know, agreeing or going along with your flow, or they have these fears or they have these hangups, try to understand why they're like that. You know, to you, it could be very obvious, you know, why don't you do this or why don't you do that? But when people are very emotionally bound by their thought process or by their past experiences, you know, it keeps them from being a certain way or doing certain things or saying certain things. And, you know, and we're wrong to judge people without fully understanding what seems so obvious. But yet, obviously, there's a fear factor involved when somebody is not going with your flow or just going along with the program. So try to be understanding and compassionate to the person of why they are the way they are. You have to understand that when your emotions are very high, you could try to give the best advice to somebody. All right. And it's perfect advice, whether it be to stay in a relationship or leave the relationship or go out of the relationship, whatever it is, or with the job or with your kids or whatnot. When somebody is emotionally invested in a situation, when emotions is high, intelligence goes right out the window. And, you know, when you're emotionally invested, your ego wants what it wants. And so, you know, all the logic in the world doesn't mean jack crap. It literally, intelligence and logic doesn't mean anything. Because when you're in that emotional state of mind and you want what you want, you're not willing to listen to rhyme and reason or logic at that point, because, again, you want what you want. And sometimes it's very hard to try to understand the other person's point of view, especially when you know that they are so emotionally in this fear factor. One thing that I was trying to break my daughter out of was this fear of dogs. And I couldn't understand for the life of me why she was afraid of dogs. And this is like when she was about, you know, 4, 5, 6 years old. And I just couldn't understand. And the funny thing is, she wasn't attacked by any dogs. She wasn't bit by any dogs. And I'm trying to think, why is it that she's so deathly afraid of dogs? And it was all sizes. You know, it took a while. She's now 23 years old. And, you know, over the last few years now, I forgot how many years, maybe 6, 7 years, she's no longer afraid of dogs. You know, her mom ended up getting a really small dog to wean her into not being afraid of dogs. But then I just realized that her mom is highly allergic to all cats and most dogs, where her throat will close up because of the dander. And so from growing up as an infant and as an a toddler and watching her mom go, oh, no, stay away. No, I can't. She wasn't realizing that, you know, her mom was afraid to be around these animals, not because she's afraid of the animals. It's because what would happen to her. Because her throat would close up because of her tremendous allergic reaction. So Rebecca ended up, you know, taking on these fears. And I just put two and two together myself. I said, Beck, I said, the only reason why mom is afraid of dogs and all cats is because of her allergic reaction. She's highly allergic. I said, you're not allergic to anything. There's no, and she's crying because I was getting frustrated with her yelling and she was crying. And she says, I am too allergic. And I said, no, you're not. And so, but, you know, it took a while for her to overcome it. And so we went to a friend's house in Staten Island. My previous wife and myself, we went to they were having an all-out party, and my daughter says, hey, Art. Hey, Art, what are we, you know, where are we going? Are they going to have any burgers or fries? No, and she asked me if there was going to be a dog there, and I said, to be honest with you, I don't know. She goes, well, if there is, she goes, I want to leave. I said, no, I don't think so. And so, wait, I got to finish this story with you because it's pretty interesting. So, all right, I got to go to a commercial break, so stick around, everybody, because we're going to be right back right after this commercial break.
Get insider knowledge about everything that is going on at Transformation Talk Radio. Go to transformationtalkradio.com and enter your email to receive our newsletter. Stay updated on new hosts, inspiring guests, and good news articles from around the world. We look forward to having you join our community.
Wondering how to make more confident strategy for retirement? Do you know that there are potentially more than 12 things to consider when planning for or approaching retirement? Then stop wondering and attend the retirement seminar hosted by Jeff Pakman, financial advisor with Pakman Brown and Associates, a financial advisory practice of Ameriprise Financial Services Incorporated in Bellevue, Washington. Call 425-372-4813 for a formal invitation to the next seminar on November 5th from 6:30 to 8 p.m. Light hors d'oeuvres and beverages will be provided. This is an informational event. There is no cost or obligation. Ameriprise Financial Services Incorporated. Member FINRA and SIPC.
Hi, I'm Leslie Fontaine with Sheer Alchemy on Transformation Talk Radio, and here's your tip of the day. When it comes to positive thinking and the law of attraction, many of us could say, been there, done that, read the book. So what happened if we didn't get there, didn't achieve the goal, didn't step into our abundance? Typically, there are some core wounds and core fears that keep us from stepping out. We also have energies in our ancestral lines, our cultural and family codes, and even agreements that keep us in check. So let me challenge you. When you had the desire that burned in your soul, what happened? How did discouragement set in? Why did you stop? What came up for you? Whose voices? Listen. There's hope, but it does not come from suppressing the energy that's within you. We all know it's going to spill out somewhere. So join me on Transformation Talk Radio and Sheer Alchemy, and we're going to find out how we can shift you into the intentions that can manifest for you. Hi, this is Leslie Fontaine with Sheer Alchemy on Transformation Talk Radio, and here's your tip of the day. When we choose to release the baggage that's in the way of manifesting our destiny, it doesn't mean that we have to abandon everyone. And if you think that, then you are being held by an energy that can feel extremely negative. If I ask you where you're feeling it, common places being the solar plexus or your heart space, you will notice that the joy is gone. You are withdrawing energetically, pulling back. When we came into this world, it wasn't to be miserable and to tolerate and to live according to the needs and desires of others. So choose now. What are you wanting in your life? Are you hiding behind others and their needs so you don't have to step onto your own life path? Guilt is learned. Let's undo it and get our joy back. Let's switch up the language. Join me on Sheer Alchemy on Transformation Talk Radio or visit LeslieFontaine.com.
All right, welcome back, everybody. Tell me this program doesn't play the best songs.
When I'm here, it really does, Artie.
I'm telling you, it's fantastic. I love it. I love being entertained. You know, it's like the Super Bowl. It's like it's hard to leave during a commercial break because the commercials are so cool or so funny that you don't want to even go for a pee break, you know? I mean, that's the time where most people go for the pee break is during the commercial breaks. And yet during the Super Bowl time, it's like, you know, everyone wants to see, like, what did they create next? So what I wanted to talk about, finish off talking, was the story with my daughter. So we get to the place and we're in Staten Island and it's great. And it's like, you know, so we go in there and I'm holding my daughter in my hands. She's like a little teacup poodle, a teacup Yorkie. So anyway, so I have her in my arms and they had a big dog, but the dog was so playful and so friendly. I mean, the dog wouldn't even bite its food, let alone people. So it was there was no reason. And of course, she started like panicking and freaking out. And the owners were saying, you know, and they felt bad for her. And I was like so angry because I know this is all fear-based with my daughter and I understand it at this point. So, and I feel like when kids hold on to fears, it's an attention grabber and they hold on to their fears so that people will pay attention to them and to make special accommodations for them. And it's not that I'm not compassionate. I am compassionate, but for when there's really a cause to throw compassion, but I won't do it I will not support anybody's fears. And it's very, very frustrating to see somebody like that. So we're in the backyard and they have a live band because the guy's in a band. So his band was there. The music is fantastic. They're playing music. You know, they were barbecuing all the kids her age and a little older. They're all having a great time swimming in the pool. And so I'm holding my daughter for a few more minutes and she goes, Daddy, I want to go home. I don't want to go home. I don't want to stay here. I go, no, there's no reason for you to act like this. And I said, I'll tell you what. I said, here's the deal. I said, I'm going to put you in the car. I said, I'll leave the car on and I'll keep the air conditioner on because it was hot out. I said, we'll check in on you every 5-10 minutes. But I said, we are not going home. I said, you should be here in the backyard with us, enjoying the good times and the music. And like I said, it was perfect. It was literally a perfect day. Everyone having a great time. The sun was shining. And my daughter just wanted to go home. And now, mind you, she's about 5-6 years old. So I said, no, we're not going home. And so what happened was rather than everybody putting the attention to her, oh, are you okay? I didn't want that. I didn't want anyone to show her pity whatsoever because it was all self-inflicted. And like I said, she was only like this only because of a fear factor she built in because her mom is afraid of dogs and all cats because of her allergies. So she took on that fear just to be connected to her mom. So any case, so I put her in the car and I kept the music on. I kept the air conditioner on. The car door was locked. She was smart enough to know, you know, and I said, do not open this door for any reason whatsoever. And the car was parked on their property. So every 10 minutes, my wife and I, we would go out there and we would check up on her. And say, how you doing, Beck? Oh, no, everything's fine. I said, you sure you don't want to come? No. I don't want to come. How much longer? I said, I don't know. I said, we're going to be here for a while. Now, I would not give in to my daughter because I just refused to because it was just her being selfish. And I understand she's just a child, but I was letting her know that if you're going to stay living in fear, then you're going to stay living in fear by yourself. I said, if you have an obstacle to overcome, okay, I will give you compassion. I will give you my time. I will give you whatever you need to help you overcome your fears or your dilemmas. But I am not going to support you when you're living in a self-inflicted fear basis atmosphere that you've created. It doesn't make sense, and I don't agree with that. So this was one of the major issues that her mom and I had as far as our differences, as far as the way to raise our child or the way to help her out. And so, you know, and she also had an eating disorder. And again, I would not support the fact that, well, I had no choice. I did, but not willingly, because as a toddler, you know, we tend to just go the easy way out. Whatever our kids like to eat, we give them. So for my daughter, it was just like cereals. It was like pastas and rice and pancakes, just all carbs and starches. And all right, so as a kid, you can get away with it. You have this energy. It's cute, little, you know, body fat. It's not a big deal. But as you get older, it starts to affect your health and it starts to affect the quality of your skin, the quality of your hair. It affects your mind power, your brain power, because you're not eating properly. You're not giving yourself enough nutrition. So her mom, out of guilt, just kept on giving her what she wanted rather than, you know, stretching her limit. And to this day, she still has that same eating disorder. And it infuriates me because when she was a teenager, I was having a major bout with her mom in regards to this eating problem. And she even went and, you know, and brought her to a therapist to help her overcome it. And the therapist, oh, don't worry about it. She'll outgrow it. And I said, no, this is not acceptable. I said, and so anyway, because she lives with her mom full time and I'm part time. And so anything that I tried to impose with my daughter on the weekends, you know, anything positive as far as new ways, her mom totally was against anything that I had to try to, you know, to make things right. And so I've learned over the years that I could only control, you know, when you're in my corner, when you're in my neck of the woods. Anything outside of that, I've learned not to worry about it. I've learned to accept it. And I predicted everything that was going to happen upon my daughter as far as the quality of her life. Now, granted, she lives a very plush lifestyle because fortunately for her, her mom and her stepdad, you know, make a very good living. So in the material world, which doesn't mean, you know, a whole lot when you're emotionally hurting, in a material world, she's doing fine, but emotionally and in other ways, she was hurting. And I predicted all these things. And with her studies, I predicted all these things that were going to happen. And they did. And, you know, so now when she has her issues, you know, she came to me one time and she said, Dad, she says, can you help me with this problem? She goes, I have two problems with mom. Could you help me correct it? And I said, I can only help you while you're in my world. I says, if you want to live with me, I said, you could live with me. And I said, I will help you with all your issues. And I will help you with your problems that you're dealing with mom and Gerald. Gerald is the stepdad. And I said, but I can't help you while you choose to stay in their world. And she heard everything that I was saying. And she says, no, she goes, I understand. And I really wanted her to, you know, come live with me. And I wanted, you know, and I said to her, I said, you're going to grow. I said, Beck, I said, you might not have as many material things as you have right now. I said, but you will have a lot of accommodations and you will grow. I promise you that. And she, unfortunately, because she's a kid and she was accustomed to this, she chose the material world. And so therefore, she stayed there. And again, I understand my limitations with my own daughter. And I've just learned to let go and just I send her my best energy that I possibly can. And because I respect her in her decisions, and she respects me, you know, as far as the way that I am. It's like we really don't bout with each other. We just appreciate each other as far as just the way we are. So I know there are certain topics that I could talk about or can't talk about with her. What's up, Bri?
Well, we got two callers. Why don't we take Tina from New Jersey?
Oh, okay, sure. Let me take Tina. I'm sorry, Tina.
Are you there?
Hello?
Hello, Tina.
Hello. Hi.
Hey, sweetheart. What can I do for you?
Well, I just wanted to see if you had any kind of thoughts or anything, feelings in talking to me, any type of positive energy you could send my way. I've had a rough several years, and things seem to be turning. I seem to be turning the corner and have some more positive things happening. I just kind of want to stay on that path.
Okay, and so, all right, so, well, that's good. So you're proving to yourself that by you changing your choices, all right, you're making healthier decisions that things, see, and I am glad that you called because you're living proof that what I was saying to you, as you change your thoughts of what you have control over, and I was talking to this woman, Mary, earlier, that you have control of your life. You might not be able to control other people, but you have control of your life and how you choose to live your life. And it's about being committed to your own passion, being committed to your own thoughts.
Right.
And you need to stay on that track. And so long as you stay on that track, I promise you more and more better things are going to happen for you and to you. And so as you start to see positive results, and this is a part of our ego. This is, as my wife would say, we were having a discussion between the good ego and the bad ego. And you know, so as you know, because we like to see results, we like to see as you're getting positive results, whether it be dieting, whether it be, you know, choices of friends, choices with your job, just keep that going. But you need to be committed in that direction for things to keep on manifesting. Mm-hmm. And I 100% believe that within 6 months' time, you're actually going to attract a new best friend in your life. And I'm not saying getting rid of any other friends you might have, but you are going to attract somebody in your life, and they're of a different culture. They're not of the same culture as you. They're of a different culture, and the two of you are going to be very, very close, and I'm seeing it around the 6 month mark. So we're in June. So yeah, by the end of this year. And right now, unfortunately, I apologize, but, I only spoke to you for like 2 minutes, but my producer's saying we have to go to a commercial break. So thank you for calling in, Tina, and thank you for listening.
Thanks.
All right, sweetheart. Good luck with everything. Bye. All right, everybody, you're with Artie Hoffman and Angels and Answers. So stick around because we're going to be right back right after this commercial break.
Are you ready to thread your life with intuition? Intuit Apparel can help you do just that. This is not just about a piece of clothing. This is about a movement, an awakening, and staying centered in life. Your life. Intuitive and host of the radio show Get Into It, Lynn Brown, was given this image with the intention of a clothing line designed to represent the essence of life itself. Visit intuitapparel.com now and wear your intuition with pride.
Called the Oprah of Radio by her listeners, award-winning host Dr. Pat Basile is blowing the doors off of traditional talk radio. Get ready for an energizing delivery and powerful interviews with leaders in the field of human potential. Dr. Pat's fresh, new perspective on living life full out has catapulted her show to the top of talk radio. Tune in and Dr. Pat will help you thrive instead of merely survive. Visit thedrpatshow.com. That's T-H-E-D-R-PatShow.com for listening times in your area.
Tune in to The Truth Is Funny with Colette Stephan each Wednesday at 8 a.m. Pacific, 11 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. This hit show will have you thinking outside the box and riding the wave of infinite potential. Join Colette on the Higher Self Network, inspiring listeners to shine their brilliance and ensure success while roaring with laughter as they recognize the humor of the giant cosmic joke. Visit TheTruthIsFunny.com.
Artie Hoffman is the hottest psychic with the warmest heart and the host of the hit show Angels and Answers. A renowned psychic, medium, spiritual life coach, and an entertaining motivational speaker, Artie has helped over 15,000 people with his amazing intuitive gifts, his passion, and his humor. Call 877-ANGEL-02 to schedule a personal reading or to have your own psychic Artie party. That's 877-ANGEL-02. And visit ArtieHoffman.com and Angels and Answers on Facebook.
Tune in to Sheer Alchemy with Leslie Fontaine on TransformationTalkRadio.com and get ready to stir up your passions, remove your blocks, and shift into an entirely new existence. Speaker, teacher, channel, clairvoyant, Leslie Fontaine is a transformation catalyst who channels a powerful energy from Source to catapult listeners into living the life they were born to live. Whether it's shifting from scarcity to abundance, from emotional pain into joy, or from illness into health, Leslie will help you step into the true essence and power of all that you are with the help of the Ascended Masters and Archangels. You will not be the same. Visit TransformationTalkRadio.com for show dates and times, and LeslieFontaine.com to say yes to explosive abundance.
I care. That's what I'm talking about.
Oh, yeah, Artie.
You know, it's funny. I have, my wife a lot of times gets a kick out of me because when I get excited, I fumble over my words and I start creating my own words when I'm trying to get a point across. And she's always laughing. She goes, "That's not a word. I can't even think of a word that I might have said." You can't remember, but I've had a lot of it. And she's saying, "Oh, we got to put that in your thesaurus." Because I create my own words. I have a friend, Anthony, who I hang out with, and he's a very talented, gifted medium. He's like 23 years old, and he's had it like since he was about 6 years old. And he became like my son and my buddy since he was like 12 years old. And I was the one who told him that he had a gift. He didn't even realize it was a gift, but I told him. And as soon as I told him that, he just ran with it and started practicing with it day after day after day for years and years and years. And now he's like an extremely talented medium. And his name is Anthony Castagna. And it was funny because, you know, I came up to his house one time to pick him up. And at the time I was with a friend of mine, and she was complimenting Anthony on how good he looked. And he meant to say like her and I were beautiful. And he said, "Artie, I said, "Hey, Tony, you're beautiful." He goes, "Artie, you're beautiful." And he meant to look at the girl who I was with, and he meant to say, "You're beautiful too." And instead he was talking so fast. He goes, "You're tootiful." He created this word, tootiful. So to this day, and we're talking many years later, you know, every once in a while when we talk to each other, he say, "Hey, Tony, you're tootiful." That means you're beautiful too. And then he was talking the other day about, his father, he's talking about a show about how somebody, it was a movie, how somebody was left behind. It was a true story too. They were traveling with a group of people to go scuba diving. And, you know, they traveled 2 hours out in the ocean, and then they came back. All right. They counted up the people, and somebody miscounted, and they came all the way back to realize that they left somebody behind. They left two people behind. And so they called out for a search team and everything to have somebody to go out there to try to find these people. And all they found were their air tanks. There was no people, and they were in shark infested waters. And so he meant to say there was a bunch of tiger sharks there. And he said, there's a bunch of shigers. There's a bunch of shigers out there. And so that was his word for tiger shark. He meant to say tiger shark, and he said shiger. But, you know, it's so funny. It's like, you know, when people create their own parodies for their songs, and or, you know, you make up your own words for songs, and it's really funny. And, you know, you have fun with yourself in the sense of, you know, creating your own words and your thoughts for your songs and stuff. It's cool. And like I said, you know, your funniest moments are spontaneous moments. All right. You can't plan it. It's just stuff that happens in the moment. And that's probably one of my biggest recommendations that I could give to you who's listening right now. My biggest recommendation is allow yourself to go out without having any plans and just go out and just see what happens. So if you want to go to the city or you want to go to the beach, you don't have to have everything super pre-programmed. I mean, unless if you're under special, specific circumstances, then that's one thing. But when you are, you know, just yourself or just, you know, with another friend, don't feel like you have to plan everything. All right, at this time we got to do this, and at this time we got to do that, and then we're going to go out to dinner, and then we're going to go this. Sometimes the best time are just spontaneous times. And it's really cool because, you know, there are people that you meet spontaneously in the moment, or the conversation just happens to be magical, or, you know, you go someplace and something fantastic happens. And it's like you want to savor that moment because it's very hard to relive that, you know, because that moment was so special or so much fun or whatever. And you just wish that you could just recapture it. And you can't because it's just a spontaneous moment. And, you know, according to who you're with, it's a matter of the energy that is given off is what allows you to be the way you are with different, you know, you're going to be like a different type of in a different type of mood or in a different type of way, or different parts of your personality is going to come out according to the people you hang with. So it's like when you're around people with around work, people around family, people around certain friends, you know, different personalities come out of you, or different energies comes out of you, but your energy is fed off of other people. And there are very few of my friends that as soon as I'm with them, my energy is way up and it's instant joking around. And we talk about situations that don't even exist. We just start creating our own little scenario as if it's happened and it never happened. And we create situations about family. We create situations about work. And I just went to Australia and, I met about five girls, and we went drinking all night, and this happened and that happened, and and I went horseback riding, and after I bought this horse, I entered it into the racetracks and ran so damn fast, I ended up putting it in the Kentucky Derby. When I tell you, we just make up our own stories as we go. It's just all super spontaneous. And then the funny thing is that they start joining in on your conversation as if what you're saying is real, even though we both know it's not. But we're constantly bouncing off of one another. So one of my friends, his wife, you know, I'm always joking around with this one particular couple, and my friend Steve goes, "Artie, you're not funny." And then his wife, he looks over to his wife. He says, "Donna, is Artie funny?" And while she's laughing, she says, "Artie, you're not funny." I said, "Donna, for me to believe you, you're going to have to stop laughing for me to believe that you don't think I'm funny." I said, "I know I'm funny." I am my best audience, and anyone who knows me will tell you that. All right, everybody, I got to go. Again, I want you to please check out my website, artiehoffman.com, 877-ANGEL-02. Wait, 877-ANGEL-02. And plus my partner, Sky. See, here I go. Her number is 908-500-1474 as far as being an excellent medium. And from my mouth to God's ears, may God bless all of you with lots of love, happiness, and prosperity. And just keep your thoughts positive. Keep talking to the angels. Keep talking to the Holy Spirit. I promise you they're listening. And you're going to watch the quality of your life improve. Until next week, everybody, you take care.
You've been listening to Angels and Answers Psychic Radio Show with clairvoyants Artie Hoffman and Sky Siegel. Tune in every Thursday for this great two-hour show at 2 p.m. Pacific and 5 p.m. Eastern Time. And remember to call in at 800-930-2819 to get answers from your guardian angels and loved ones. Artie and Sky have helped thousands of people with remarkable accuracy as they tune in, use their intuitive gifts and inner guidance, and communicate with people's angels and loved ones who have passed on. To schedule your session, call Artie at 877-ANGEL-02 and visit ArtieHoffman.com and call Sky at 908-500-1474 and visit SkyOfAngels.com for personal or group readings. And tune in next week for this fabulous hit show.